Blackstone Audio presents Half the Blood of Brooklyn by Charlie Houston. To Mr. Stoker and Mr. Chandler, with my greatest thanks and apologies for the liberties taken. I don't like him. I don't like the way he smells. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like his shoes. If I stuck a blade in him and drank the blood that shot out of the open wound, I wouldn't like the way he tastes. But Terry told me to be cool. So I don't kill the guy. You can't get something for nothing, is all I'm saying. Terry nods, waves some of the thick cigar smoke away from his face.
No doubt, no doubt.
The guy I don't like blows another cloud off his stogie.
If I bring the docs into your thing, I gotta know what's in it for my members. Not like I'm here for my own self. I'm an elected representative. It's the members decide these things, and they decide nothing. They don't know what they got coming on their end of the deal.
Terry coughs into his hand.
Well, like I say, the way we work here, the way we, you know, like to go about this kind of thing, is with the understanding that we're all working toward a greater good. The society, it's not just, you know, a clan in the traditional sense. We're not just trying to get along and go along. We've got goals. We're all about, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but we're all about empowerment for anyone and everyone infected with the virus. And does that mean folks that aren't even in the society? You bet it does.